Bill. This is Radio Catskill.
Hello and welcome to Borscht Beat.
I'm Aaron Bendich, and every week on this program I play a selection of Jewish recordings. You just heard the first track from an interesting record from my record collection, something I bought relatively recently. The album is called Uri Shevach, Israeli Festival Star, sings with Kol Salonika, featuring the B'nai Bazuki, music directed by Baruch Chait. And the album title, I guess, is called The New Greek Hasidic Sound, Volume 2. The rest of that was just the credit slash title. And it is just such an visually overwhelming album cover featuring text. The title, The New Greek Hasidic Sound, is written all around the album cover in the border. And in a font that I guess is supposed to be an old-school Greek-style font. The only other text that's in that font on the front cover is the Kol Salonika credit. And I mean, there's so much to say here. In the upper right corner, it says stereo compatible in double quotes. And this comes from Emmis Records, which, to my knowledge, was run by the same fella who ran Fran Records, Isaac Hager, who we don't know all that much about, but they were an interesting label, an eclectic Jewish record label, one that doesn't get as much credit as the other classic Jewish record labels of that era, though I might say that this is from a slightly later era than those really classic LPs from the, like, 50s, 60s. I believe these were 70s, or if not 80s, records. Anyway, I digress. This is a different sound, as I mentioned before. It sounds different than what I usually play on the radio. I'm gonna play some more cuts from this record. I've got other records handy to draw from to get into a little sort of dancey, perhaps Israeli-style mood. There's text on this record sleeve that I'll read, and we'll see what else we'll get up to. Oh, yes, and the song was Ki Lo Yitosh, Morning Prayer, composed by Eli Kranzler. So this label, Emmis, as well as Fran, was a little more on the religious side than some of the other recordings we listen to and other labels we pull from. And with that, more music. Thank you. Om tota yuraglenu, raglenu, raglenu, bisharayich, Yerushalayim. 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 Yerushalayim, Abenuya ke'in shefura shefura la yachdan. 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 Raglenu, 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 bisharayich, Yerushalayim. Om dotayu raglenu, 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 bisharayich, Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, Abenu Yerushalayim, Abenuya ke'il shefura shefura la yachdan. Yerushalayim, Abenuya ke'il shefura shefura la yachdan. Yerushalayim, Abenuya ke'il shefura shefura la yachdan. Yerushalayim, Abenuya ke'il shefura shefura la yachdan.
What a blast that one was. Om Doth, composed by Baruch Chait, sourcing the text from Psalms 122, 2 and 3. So there's a really wonderful like genre fusion happening there, some flourishes from the rock and like surf rock world come out, which I find sort of irresistibly fun. It's a great gag, let's say, or something along those lines. Gag or just genre choice. I'll do a little more to describe the artwork on here. I don't know why I'm so fixated on the fonts, but they're using two or three interesting fonts. I'd say two interesting fonts and one not so interesting font. Besides that Greek style font, there's a very mod looking curvy font for most of the other large scale text, where like the capital R, the upper hole in the letter, is like a perfect circle. It looks like something you would see on like a synth record or something. Not typical of these Jewish records. And how could I neglect to note that on the front cover, at the center of all of that, which I described before, is a picture of someone, a chassid, or someone dressed like a chassid, dancing with someone who I can only assume is supposed to be like a Greek folk dancer wearing some very interesting ornate folksy outfit, right down to the skirts and long socks or stockings. Great stuff. Visually amazing. On the back cover is a black and white photograph of our star, Uri Shevach, a very almost 1930s movie star quality photograph where he's lit from behind and there's sort of a halo around him. He's got a yarmulke on. He's wearing an ornately embroidered white shirt, holding a guitar, and has a sort of dreamy look in his mostly shadowed eyes. It's quite a stunning photograph, to say the least. I've talked enough. Here's another track from this album. That was Yankelopoulos, or Yankelopoulos Nigun. I skipped ahead on the album. I'm not playing it all in order. That's one of the two instrumentals on here, and it's a fun one. I like the experience of hearing a sound that is not what I generally associate with Jewish music, and getting the opportunity to sort of reintegrate it into my understanding, for lack of a better phrasing, but I think you get the picture of what I'm saying. Anyway, here is the short, very short,
mercifully short paragraph on the back cover of the record. It says, Uri Shevach, beloved Israeli festival star, is a respected and admired performer whose singing has captured the hearts of audiences the world over. It is indeed unique for such a commitment... Oh, sorry. It is indeed unique for such a multi-talented star as Uri to be able to retain his unyielding commitment to Orthodox Judaism. Uri's strict Sabbath observance has in no way been an obstacle in the course of his success. He has recently won first prize in the Oriental Music Festival, competing against Israel's leading performers. This comes from a world I know little about, but I have seen and heard other records that come from there. These festival performances in Israel of the 1970s or so, and the emergent stars from that scene. This guy appears to be well beloved among them, hence the word festival appearing so many times on this record. There's a little more text on the sleeve, and I guess I'll read through that after I play one more track from this album. Thank you.
Okay.
That was the last song from the first side of this album. The song is called Vani Ani Ve Evion, from Psalm 70. And listening to this, I do wonder what exactly the connection between this album, this singer, and this style is with Greek music and Greek Jewish culture. The idea of a new Greek Hasidic sound, as the album title suggests, is a bit odd, in that Hasidic Judaism comes from Eastern Europe, which is just, for lack of a better word, different from Greek Judaism, or the Greek, geographically different from Greece. As noted before, this is the second album in this two-album series, and the first one does not feature this singer, Uri Shevach, on it. So, if that's any indicator of where he falls into it, perhaps he was Greek as well. Not entirely sure. I've realized I was incorrect in saying that there were only two. There does appear to be a third Kolselanica Hasidic Jewish sound record, but it appears to only be called Volume 3, not the new Greek Hasidic sound Volume 3, but just Volume 3. And I don't have that record. I have the second one and possibly the first somewhere. I'm not entirely sure. I have handy just the second one. Okay, the credits section of the back cover. Back photograph is credited to Aura Studios Limited. Well, thank you, Aura Studios. I quite like that photograph. And then front cover design by Rembrandt Associates Limited. Back cover design by Press & Company. Vocal harmony by Jerry Markowitz and Yisroel Rosen. And then that's interesting. It's flipped. Now it's John Vulgaris plays the bouzouki, and then it's flipped again. Production manager Chaim Teitelbaum, who is notably the only name here spelled in all caps. And then it says MS Records, copyright 1973, all rights reserved, 109 Metropolitan Avenue, Forest Hills, New York, 11375. I actually know that area in Forest Hills. I wonder if that was an office or a residential spot. I'll have to take a look. So this was from 1973, evidently. I like that the front cover, the back cover, and the photograph on the back cover are all credited to different people, they're each credited to different companies. Which makes sense, because the cover of this album is almost exactly identical to the cover of the first one in the Greek Hasidic sound series. Enough of all that. I guess what I will do now is hop on over to the other record I have handy, which is in some way related in that it is an effort from the sort of Israeli dance music world to get into people's homes, for lack of a better phrase. Anyway, enough talking. Here is something from this record, Dance for Fun. I hope you enjoy. Israel, 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 cool is that? Track one from Dance for Fun, Israeli folk dance favorites, from Tikva Records, Tikva 104. And there's so much to say about this. It's just so it's so cool and different. I don't admittedly don't generally listen to music like this, but I am quite pleased with it. You know, just to hear it, hear how it's executed here. Look at the whole packaging and kind of marvel at the whole thing. This track was Mi Yivne Bayit, credited to Nardi, Aldema, and Bialik. And there's a credited choreographer for each track. This one is Yoav Oshriel. And the cool thing about this record is that it is in a dance instructional record with no dance cues other than the music itself on the record, but rather a booklet came with this record that gave explicit instructions on how to dance each song. And I will quickly read the note in the booklet about, first of all, Mi Yivne Bayit translates to "Who shall build a house?" Now here's the note that covers the entire book. Ayala Kadman Goren, daughter of a founder of the Israeli folk dance movement, was born into the dance. Preeminently the teacher, she has trained hundreds of folk dance leaders in Israel and abroad. Today, in a dozen countries, there are winning followers for the folk dances of her camps in Europe following the war. Soon after the War of Independence, when she served in good dance tidings of the new old rhythms and the contrasting traditions of Israel's returning tribes. She has continued to be a dancing tie between Zion and America. Dance for Fun, then, is a dancer's record. A sweet little note about this record, and now I'll play another track and get more into describing the whole thing afterwards. Thank you. Hardly beat the flute on that track. My gosh, so wonderful. That second track was Ham Cholelet, credited to Neiman, with choreography by Moshe Levy. And I will now attempt to describe how this book is formatted. And you know what? I love doing this. I'm going to read you the whole first page of the book, which is an explanation of all the terms, steps, and abbreviations. I hope this has an illustrative effect. Explanation of terms, steps, and abbreviations. Leap. Shift of weight in the air from one foot to the other. Jump. Take weight off both feet and land on both simultaneously. Hop. Take weight off one foot and land on it, one count. Step hop. Step on one foot, count one. Hop on the same foot, count two. Skip. A fast step hop, which is done on one count. Stamp. An accented step, with or without leaving weight on that foot. Tap. Touch the floor either with the whole foot or with the heel or toes. Brush. Swing the leg from down up in any direction, either with or without touching the floor. Balance. Shift weight to one foot, mostly with body swaying in the same direction. Cross. Put one foot diagonally in front or in back of the other. Step bend. Step on one foot, count one. Bend the knee of that foot, count two. A fast step bend is done on one count. Mayim step. Beginning with the right foot, moving to the left side, cross with the right foot in front of the left foot. Step on the left foot to the left side. Cross with the right foot in back of the left foot. Step on the left foot to the left side, four counts, beginning with left foot and moving to right side, reversed. Yemenite step. With right foot, step on right foot to right side. Step on left toes next to right heel. I'll cut it there. This is going on forever. But at the next break, I will give you a glimpse of how the notes for the individual dances are described in the book. I hope you're enjoying. Thank you. That was Bona Habanot, Come Ye Girls, a couple dance, with dance by Zev Chavatzelet, music by Uri Givon, lyrics by Y. Bracha. Formation, couples in a double circle, boys inside, girls outside, all face counterclockwise. Partners join inside hands. Boys and girls take same steps with opposite feet. Boys' steps described. Part 1. Couples face and move counterclockwise with inside hands joined. Part 1. Steps 1 to 2. Step bend with left forward. On left forward. 3 to 4, step bend on right forward. 5, step left, turning to right to face partner, swing to join hands, backward. And it continues. There are 32 steps to this dance in part 1 alone, and then 32 in part 2. it's really something, and fun, quite fun to share with you on the radio. Here's some more. Thanks. I will say that musically, this is such an enjoyable thing to listen to. My gosh. That was Debka of Canaan. Debka Canaan. And inside the book, there are little bios of the performers here. Dance consultant Ayala Gorin, arranger and director Shai Burstyn, and vocalist Geula Zohar. Geula Zohar, a third-generation Sabra, is an acclaimed and endeared artist to folk singing lovers in the U.S. During the past 3 years of her stay in this country, she has won the admiration of large and varied audiences in concert halls, nightclubs, organizations, and on the radio. Shai Burstyn has been associated with folk dance groups and worked with Israel's leading choreographers. He toured Europe with Israeli dance troupes, arranged the music, and accompanied them on accordion. Shai graduated from Israel's State Theater College, or State Teachers College, that is, but continued studying composition and also taught music. He was in charge of the entertainment for the Israeli army, arriving in the USA in 1961. He toured the country extensively with Israeli dancers and singers. Shai is now pursuing graduate studies in music here in New York. The music for this record was arranged by Shai, who also conducted the recording session. Pretty cool. Here's more.
Agadat Rebecca handed the ruby, Benot Aram, Benot Aram, did the ruby, Benot Aram. Agadat Rebecca handed the ruby, Benot Aram, Benot Aram, did the ruby, Benot Aram. Then they me very fully by a shallow footy, they ate many kitty, Alehagemali, Maharehai, Alehagemali.
That was Ka'agadat Rivka, or The Legend of Rivka. Line Dance. Dance by Samuel Cohen, then in parentheses Vicky. Music by Emmanuel Zamir, and lyrics by Gon, that's G-O-N. And comparably detailed dance instructions follow. There is actually an additional note in here, which I'll read right now. Folk dances have been revived and find their meaningful expression in a land where they were created thousands of years ago. Described in the Bible, the dances were inspired as the joyful and grateful people of Israel celebrated their harvests and danced in their fields, vineyards, and at sheep shearing festivals. Even though the people of Israel dispersed through the world during the last 2,000 years, the song and dance lingered within the soul of the indomitable spirit of the Jewish people. With the rebirth of their country, the dance and song was a natural manifestation. Now folk dancing is engaged in all the cities, villages, youth movements, and the army to serve as an eloquent expression of accomplishment and hope for the new Israel. Which may be an understatement to say that this album has some Zionistic undertones, which is not politically unusual for the time, just as far as what type of content is included in these notes. And you can hear the way that folk dance and folk song contributed to national identity building. Heady stuff, right? Here's more music.
Mach shalom, rav me'aretzi, neve shalem, mirchem edati. Hokum mishpat, ivinu peretzi, yodu kolam, inten edati. Hokum mishpat, ivinu peretzi, yodu kolam, inten edati. La 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 la.
That was Nitzani Shalom, or Buds of Peace, a couple dance from this wonderful little collection we've got here. And now I'll do what I love to do in describing the album artwork in detail. The front cover is quite interesting. It appears to be constructed of some sort of paper cutting art, where groups of dancers are depicted as these abstractions of geometric shapes in a sort of maroon color. Maybe a beet color would be more appropriate. Their bodies, you know, whole torso and legs and everything in maroon. Their heads mostly in black, except for some that overlap with the bodies of others, which are depicted in yellow. The background is a stripe of black at the bottom and a thick stripe of yellow above the horizon. And it seems that where their heads overlap with their other dance partners' bodies, it's depicted as though it's you could see through them, if that describes it all right. The text of the album title is written in yellow in English letters, clearly hand cut or drawn, and black and white for the Hebrew letters. This is Tikva Records 104, T104, and as with all, or at very least most, Tikva Records releases, it says produced by Alan B. Jacobs in a distinctive cursive font at the bottom. In small letters, it says Shosh Burstyn, spelled, I'll note, differently than Shai Burstyn spells his name, Burstyn, rather than Burstyn. Shosh Burstyn is signed this artwork as, I presume, her work. The back cover features the same text in English and Hebrew, as well as a subtitle, Israeli Folk Dance Favorites. Then in another font credits the dance consultant, arranger and director, and singer, each with a black and white photo under them. And then at the bottom, a lovely set of photographs of each instrumentalist, who look very much straight from their era, be it the 60s or 70s, I guess the 60s, and a note at the bottom of the back of the record sleeve. This record comes to fulfill a twofold need, to provide an authentic rendition of beloved favorites and to introduce new dances appropriate for all folk and dance circles. Meticulous attention to tempo, brilliant artistry, and arrangements makes this record supremely danceable and places it in a unique class. I like this record, and I like the presentation overall. There's something charming about it. And I think I'll posit here that part of the charm difference here is that this is a Tikva Records release, which is an American label, drawing from an Israeli cultural movement, and then trying to reconcile the two concepts in one package, I think to really, really great effect. Also, the book that comes in it is a really nice little, looks like it's like 20 or so page booklet, black on white, some of the same text from the sleeve, and some different text. Here's some more music from this album. Enjoy.
Bye.
That was Hoppe Hey, composed by Schemmer and choreographed by Rivka Sturman. Another great one, and unfortunately one that I don't have all that much time to talk about if I want to share any more music, so just going to jump right into the next track. I hope you enjoy it. Be the last track from this lovely album I have time for this week. So you heard a couple different dance-oriented, Israeli-oriented records, not the normal fare that I'm playing on this show, but something that I'm very happy to share with you, especially when I've got two such fine examples of this work. It's really a pleasure to listen to music that expands my boundaries of what Jewish music I'm familiar with. Here's a clip of my grandfather talking about the nice relationship he had with the nuns who lived in the elder care facility he lived in.
The women that come over to me,
yes,
some of them are nuns. Alan, oh, Max, they know that, you know, they're called sisters somebody. Right. And I was, you saw me, Aaron sees it also. They come over and they talk to me. I'm one of the only ones, Alan.
Right.
Thank you very much for listening to my show this week. You can tune in again next week, same time, same place, on your radio dial or online. And in the meantime, keep up with me on social media, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and Facebook at BorschtBeat. That's BorschtBeat. Till next time, have a wonderful week. Thanks.
August 8th at 1 p.m. at the National Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, author Ed Wheatley discusses the history behind Rawlings baseball gloves belonging to leading major league players, with the finest in the field, a history of baseball told through 50 iconic gloves, a new book featuring detailed photography, immersive essays, and untold stories. Book talk followed by audience Q&A and signing August 8th, the Baseball Hall of Fame. Paid for by Rawlings.
Federal grants fund everything from scientific research to services in your community to infrastructure. The grants are usually given based on an application's merits. Now, the Trump administration wants to base the grants purely on politics.
It would essentially allow political appointees to choose grant applications based on their ideology.
That's on the next On Point.
Monday morning at 11 on Radio Catskill.
Next time on the New Yorker Radio Hour, Senate candidate Abdul El-Sayed of Michigan. Is he a Democratic Party savior or a spoiler?
This is not just any Senate race. AIPAC and all the powers that be have made this the highest stakes Senate race. When you spend $60 million to beat one person, you just turn that person into David.
Abdul El-Sayed joins me next time on the New Yorker Radio Hour. Listen tonight at 6 for the New Yorker Radio Hour on Radio Catskill.
WJFF Jeffersonville, this is Radio Catskill. Local news, culture, and NPR.